a few little pieces left over from yesterday. So you have left up yesterday in regards to the itza. Does the itza take out bleeds? Or does nature just to deal with the ben which is on the surface? So the system of Chalik is Bisharnim. The Mechaber passes the Kuf Chaval of in Siv Zayin that the itza works. So second, you want to use it for tzaynin, so you do the itza. And it's more to feel lachta by davar chariv k'may snoin sagi b'hachi. Right, and that's the shita. That's the mechaber shita. Fine. Now, on that, so the Shach points out, but he has the quotes that that's the Torah brings it to Rashba. The Rashba holds like that, that it works, which means that the Rashba understands that Neitzah, the process of Neitzah, takes out the bleas which are in the klipa of the socket. So it's not just it takes up what's on the surface, it takes out any bleas which are nivla. So you want to use it for cham, which that's going to take out any bleas which are throughout the whole thickness of the sakin. So it doesn't work. You want to use it for tzarnin, with the rechariv, which has a kar to take out from the klipa, so that needs has a kar to do. So needs does work. So interesting shayla lemaisa. So how does it do that? What's the process that's the work that allows you to use the recorder for it? To take off what's on the be'en on the outside. So the Chazal said that if you do this neitzah, it's karka kosher, and each time you do it. So the abrasiveness which takes place is you put it in and out of the ground, and you do it 10 times, each time in a different spot, so you're not using it, not so that the ground remains kosher. It's abrasive enough to take off anything which is on the surface. So the modern person said the mushul nowadays is using steel wool. The process of doing steel wool would approximate the process of the itza. But the person would say, but to get to what the Rashba is telling you, that not only does it take out what's banned, but it takes out what's nivel inside, still wouldn't be acceptable because we don't know. Because how we're able to mashar that this does it. It takes out a bliya. It's the only case where we have. You're taking out a bliya, not out of, there's no heat. You're taking out a bliya without any without a dabar cham. So how does that work? So one mahalach is there's this interesting din which you had the din of lefes. Right. Lefes has this interesting din that you cut a lefes after you use a davar issa, you cut a lefes. The duch of the sakina with the lefes does take absorbs some type of flavor which from the lefes, the parsnip, which leaves you with in the gates the tam which is there. Right, type of a swara. So maybe that the karka does that also. That's one mahal that Rambam suggests. Prima Gadam says it's mavalable the tam, like the movement in and out. It's mavalable the tam, so it's not able to come out. It's interesting. Try to figure exactly how it works. But there's so the point I'm saying is the fact that we're discussing over here in the itza doesn't mean that we're not. There's no chashash or bliyas over here. It could be like the grawlerins. That we are discussing bleas over here. We're discussing bleas to the point of the klipa, and we're discussing the dinam nitsa. Nitsa would be effective for that purpose to accomplish that. That's one point I wanted to mention to you. The other point I wanted to mention to you is regards to the vergush. So what do we do with the vergush lemaisa? So in the Magen Avraham in Shin Yud Ches. Brings the din of davar gush that the davar gush is a problem on Shabbos, that the chashash of bishul, the mishabura passes like that. Now it's interesting. Mishabura says in a case where a person would take a davar gush which is cham and put something which is raw on it, so b'di'evid the food is motanit. So at first glance, it means the Mishabur is saying it's only the Chumra L'chav Chiyuma. And B'riyevin, we're not marking around it, the double gush is a problem. So it's not considered Maaseh Shabbos. That's not correct. Because that Mishabura, all the way back at the beginning of Shin Yud Ches, says a klal, one of the klalim in Dinei Maaseh Shabbos, which is an Issa Rabbanon, it's anything which is a machloikis, whether it's also a mutter, so we don't ask for Maaseh Shabbos. And we had the klal at the beginning of Shin Yud Ches. That sounds familiar? Right. Sounds familiar? Okay, now it is. Now it's familiar, right? So the fact that Shabur is Matzah B'Yevit doesn't mean he holds it that Tikr P'sak because it's only a Chumrah. Therefore, it's Matzah B'Yevit. Could be it's Mechoykis and Mikr P'sak is that. But we have a general rule that Maaseh Shabbos that anything which is Mechoykis, whether it's Osir, V'chol sheyesh is a cut and base. My mom is reading Shinur Kes. V'chol sheyesh plukta b'zeh im habim chal bishol lo. Or b'sham alachas kei gavna. And let's be the evidence. V'chol isa hu rak min rabbonon shekun tzuhu v'sek of the bottom of the kula. Right. And that's it. Because there's people who got him. It's a magad of Raman. Shinur Kav Gimel, etc., etc. So the fact that Mr. Brewer is Mako, where is it? Mr. Brewer, right. So in Sefer Yutes, in Shin Yud Ches, is also Lutuach Shemin, Vashum, Al Tzli, Ba'ira, Kenegat, Madura, Phil Nitzel, Al Tzli, Mibayoim, Mikomokim, Yisbashal, Ashum, Hashem. So I want to take oil, which is raw, or garlic, which is raw, and I want to rub it on the Tzli when it's Kenegat, Madura. So the case of the Machaber is that it's by the fire. So it's a problem. Kamala Mishabura said there's lav dafka, it's by the fire. Who then you take it away from the fire? Even it's risay actually outside this way also l'tuach alav. Then he says even if you put it into klisheni, gam ken osu. Because many places can hold the bergush because matcha yatzad is by Philip Klisheni Mavasho. Did he have any lesser Kishumunab Klisheni? This is going to all place him. It's not Mavasho, but called Gavni. The Ramah. The Seminar of the Ramah, but he have it. So the child is. So that's not a riot. What the Mishabura holds in that, you know, what the Mishabura holds, but Russia has in the Rabbi Eider's the back, you know, the conversation we have with the Mershah, the questions and answers we have with the Mershah. So the Mershah says that the Iker Pesach is that Dabar Gush is a Chumrah. It's not a Mikra Din. He says in the Nafkamina, which he says over there, is Nafkamina is, I want to put, you know, once it's a Chumrah, we have a rule, we're not Machmer with two Chumras. He has general Mahalach. There's no reason to be Machmer with double Chumrah. So, we hold that a Dover Lach, which is Nisbashel and Nistan, and Mikra Dinein Bishalach or Bishal. The Macabre healed Ish Bishalach or Bishal by Dover Lach. The Ramah holds Mikra Dinein Bishalach or Bishal by Dover Lach, and that's why, even if it's told it's not Nisan Lagamri, even though it's not Rusech anymore, it's Mutter. They didn't answer. They answered when it's Nisan Lagamri, when it's not Nisan Lagamri, they didn't answer. Kolzman that the original heat is still nicker in it. We're not Mukhavdi Machran Bishal. So can I take ketchup and put it on a piece of hot meat in my plate? So that was the question Rabbi Eider asked it. So ketchup is a double lach, which was in the special, and it's done. And it's double goose sitting in the body. He says, no problem, that's not a problem. That's because you're not mechudim machmer, a chumra on top of a chumra, you're not mechudim machmer. So he looked at the din of double goose as a chumra, not as, it's not an Iker Pesach. And Iker Pesach is, now, let's say this, we already presented, you know, like 3.5 possibilities in double goose. According to Ramah, the double goose doesn't do anything. Right, the klisheni is klisheni. Right. According to Taz, b'tuchat sakina, that's a problem. And then we had, according to Mashal, and they said we had to, the regush is like a chirisha. And then we had to say, okay, is it mavash? So you know, it's a gabi must be chol. I'm not really, I'm not having shal bish, I'm not having shal blius. So we said the Chacham Adam said yesterday that we he holds the psak of the Taz that I get a duchah sakino and dabr gush even by the ab and you have some merubat zolaser, it's a mavliya, and it's considered you have basar cholov, or you would have iser, whatever it would be. That's gabi blius. The gabi bishul. And that's only, and he says in a case where it's not dukkah sakina, it's mutter behalf of meruba. So that's a little bit, doesn't sound like just a stomach over bowel. I mean, don't think your psak is that it's a problem, but mahasim meruba we're saying on the mekilin. But that's all the gabi blius. Rosh is discussing the gabi bishul. They said, "Gabi Bishul, that take it as a bite, right?" So the Israel himself, who mentioned Bishul, he seems to backtrack on that. So the Prima got him over here. In the Mishmat says in Yudalit.
Did you hear the guy make
my? He starts off.
Here, I
Here, the the gush with the sakina, mavash mamish b'kisheni, vasa b'hanor. Because I mean, the Rosh Hashanah started out saying that it's mavashul. If you look at this v'heter in column above, the inside mash of the rakshim of liyum after v'ena also b'hanor. Mamish is God, and he says because of the gam. Came the Israel had to the knock and mitchila mevashul who loved dafka lemaftim of Leah, and then he said he has a problem.
So over there is a mylar.
Okay. So he goes back and forth on this nakuda, but he brings up that the Minchas Yaakov holds the Maisa it's not Mavashul. The Magen Rambam says it's Mavashul. That's the Magen Rambam over there. So Rosh is saying that's already that the Pasuk, that's a Chumrah. Now the Prima Gadim at the end of that piece, he wants to suggest that gush with ducha is mevashul, and below ducha is only mafim of liya. So on that, the Bina Zodin says that's not there's no sword to say the gabi bishul that ducha should make enough kin gabi kaicha bishul. It's just not bistaver. He doesn't accept that piece. Okay.
Chorns and salad on some place. You have to be cautious that the dressing will go from one potato to the wash. Dressing's wrong.
Okay, so you have to say that you have to say that the scenarios are different scenarios. First of all, it depends if your cholent is a liquidy cholent or not liquidy cholent. Liquidy cholent, you have the argument with Mincha Sarlis, right? What's his name? Sarlis the Mincha. Sarlis the Mincha, that once there's liquid, you're not worried for that. But even if to say it's a dry cholent. So to put it directly on to the liquid, you know, liquid dressing, which is you shouldn't do. But if you put it there and then afterwards, you're not doing anything. I don't see why you have to take the chumra as a bite. It's not clear that it's mavashul, and even if, you know, and even if it's mavashul, so I'm doing a mice. I got a problem. If I put this here, and then this here, and then it goes on its own, so you want to get involved in the sugars of grumman and mice, it happens miyad, doesn't happen miyad.
Every suit at the end of your meal, your plate's filled with everything.
Yeah, but it's also cooled off. But at some point in time, it's cooled off. It's not. It's only if it's yatsa lettuce, but. Right. So the whole argument is calls one yatsa lettuce. We use the cliche and it's still mavashul. It's not yatsa lettuce. It's not yatsa lettuce. But. So I have to be cautious that maybe it might move over there. I'm not doing any mice. I'm not putting it here, and it's going there by itself. So you know, scream at the liquid. Don't yell at me. So if it's miyad, I understand. It's called your mice. It's called groma, crack region, crack shani. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's hard to see that you have to take the chumra that way. What the Rosh does, it's a mikra in the psak of the Gabi Shabbos, it's not mavashul. It's a chumra, which we're knowing, but you know, to take it multiple steps, I think is. I'm sure there's someone that tells you that's also. Right? But that's not Mishnah to me that I didn't take it that way. Back in yeshiva, Rashi Reb Chaim didn't hold you how to draft your plate before you put the yeshiva's cholent was dry cholent. It was didn't have this cool of the sellers of Mimcha. And he didn't hold you how to dry your plate before you put it on. That little liquid which is there, but you know, he said it's not psychrasis. You couldn't care about it. The remarkable kumra that's mavashal, which is mechoy, because anyway, that's something which you're not really interested in cooking. You know, today right the and game. The mice, you know, the baruch Hashem and his baruch went to Brisk and came back to the yeshiva, and they fared on. They had yeshiva had to give new plates. They should have, you know, because the baruch Hashem got smaller, and they had enough plates to get rid of a second plate. So the Shiva Chaim was not very happy with it, but you know. They will not so hominous. It's fine, it's fine. You know, when he says fine, you know, he's like, okay, leave me alone. You know, I think you're extra sugar, but leave me alone. You know, I mean, it's some shade of carbon. It's a secretion. Maybe it's a secretion. We even the guy be the.
If there's a liquidy dressing, you put a salad on the plate. It's gonna go to the other side. It's not the Italian dressing flows.
Everybody holds a secretion of Nicholas is a drabon. The Shabbos for sure. I couldn't care less whether my cholent cooks the liquid of my salad dressing. So it's clearly we're talking about the drabonim. So we're talking about a machloikis, a chumar of the drabonim, which is not even a ma'isa. You really got to be really frum to be macro on that one. That's all I'm saying. You know, I mean, you want to be very frum with the hates. Rashi Reb Chaim would tell you be machmer on lashon hara, which is the rice more before you were worrying about that. I asked him something. He says zait machmer of lashon hara. That was his response. You know, he said, you know, like, it's definitely nichelay. Lashon hara definitely it's psikreisha nichelay. It's more than psikreisha. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. A bachur came to me, that he was very upset. The yeshiva, in your days, they didn't have this. My days, the mikveh in the dorm was locked during the week. It was open air, it was locked during the week. The bachur who was chesish bachur, they had a key to the mikveh, but the bachur who didn't have such a masara was not allowed to go to the mikveh during the week. It wasn't an option. It's like, well, the bachur was like, you know, like what's kate to put on, like, you know, like what do they care whether you go to the mikveh during the week or not? That's. You know, I got this earful from a bacher once. I was already old doing them out. I said, I just want to tell you a story. He says, one guy wakes up and he really decides he really has to change his life. He pushes, and he's thinking, you know, he has to become, you know, make a big sheen in his life, you know. And he gets a hard push, like, Mama, he's sitting in his boots. Like, he's the guy's going to Lashon Hara, Shemir Seinayim, Bittul Torah, Shemir Shabbos. So he comes to the bacher and he says, mikvah. He says, mikvah, kedusha, gevald gazachen. And he's so happy and he goes to the mikvah and he starts his Baruch Hashem. We weren't in the Dachem in those days.
Even the Tahara is in
check. You know, like, a person has so much energy and he has a limited amount of energy. The guy who's busy doing all that, he's definitely taking away from something else, and you have to make decisions, you know. That's what Shiva was kind of telling me. He says, you're putting your effort into these chumras, it's misplaced kedusha. Okay, Moshishim was over. Sifkat and Laman Alpha. Sorry, guys, yeah. That's your job, you know. Rabbi Sagan Tzorech HaGola. Holokoskin is Sakim and Yermin, the Tzorech HaGola. Holokoskin Nama, Edim and Yermin, the Hubulumi, Bosser Vicholov. It's not Bosser Vicholov, it's Bosser Vicholov. Right? Since it has, it's Edim and Yermin of Cholov. So it has tam cholam in it. You can't use it for basar. It has tam basar in it. You can't use it for cholam. It's not basar b'cholam because it's tam basar ben yarmoy, tam cholam in a ben yarmoy. But you can't use it for either of them. Also, the shamish boy loy basar b'cholam because they'll say that hal gabi kaf. I don't mishum the ben a ben yarmoy. But the shamish boy shad worm can dog him yirak. It's kegavla kegavla simin zari gimel. Bago mashim ben yarmoy the nas hasak and the veil. Also, the shamish boy feel the worm. It'll tzarach a golam. We said before, our minhag is, we have a minhag that got to be the kli, that the kli shenem and yarmah, you have to kash. It's a minhag we have. But it's not the ikar adin, by ben yarmah, it needs a gola, and ben yarmah, theoretically, you have to use it without that. So the sakin sort of needs, afshabasa hurach, there's still that it needs. Amichotim adover kasha, gan givina kasha.
That's how it is.
Okay, Gavna, Bisha Hut Sainan, Sarka Sakan Itza, Kushkas is the head of Klav Nukhes, the Dal, Ryan Leel, Simteis, the Kotan Kabez, the Simku Kaval of Medin Itza. Interesting, Shiloh, what, how hard is hard? It's like Gvina Kasha, what do they mean by Gvina Kasha?
What they said, like,
if you have frozen cheese, you call it, that's definitely called being a kosher for this purpose. I mean, if it's frozen, I'm saying, no, block everything would not be called kosher for this purpose. That's considered double rock. You know, American cheese, you know, it's out of the fridge. That's like, most of them, that's not called double, it's not called the. So you do a dacha, you clean it off well with the soap, and that's enough. So this madrega that you it creates this shamnunas, you need nitzah, etc. It's not clear exactly what kosher means. Right. Saying the definition of dover being a kosher, the gabi the din of 6 hours, and the gabi this are not necessarily the same.
Yeah.
Okay. So over here, since it's a double rach, it needs an itza because there's maisa there's heat. If it had been the rakasha, even without heat, it would still need an itza. So at the end of the pates. So you didn't do pay test yet. Also laughed with Gavino, I feel it's an anus valid. Pay test if valid. Also laughed with Gavino, I feel it's an anus, besakin gil laughter by Bosser. Boyish, I feel a pasha, and the green also laughter, but the second talking about us. Then the hapak nami also. I get a nitsa, but character kosher is shogun. My submitting is not to do that, not to rely on nitsa. Okay. Yeah. Okay. No major suffers over here. Fine. Weiter. Yeah. But just by the way, Kufhei is next. You're doing Kuf Gimel, Kuf Dallas, I'm doing Kuf Hey. After we finish the next sif, you'll wish you learned Kuf Hey already. Okay. Enough of the Tanner. Panadish, that was a bad. Okay, commas are very important. Enough of the Tanner, Panadish, Gwino. Okay, I feel a lacha. Can give me a comma by Karis Bosser, Basiemo, and Oser El Krekli. So the Mechotzi, the Taz, and the Shach, what the case is. so the Taz in test above. Tanapanadish, Pirish Kurish Shabasar. So we're dealing not with the actual panadish, we're dealing with the kli which you make the panadish in. Okay. Shach on base. Enough for the tana panadish. Pierce enough for all panadish. Chama gavina. Filalacha salad panadish beklipa. Okay. So panadish was this a dough which had a cheese filling. So there's a meat filling. I'm sorry, had a meat filling. So you have the meat inside, you have the dough, and now you have the cheese touching the outside. So according to the shach, the cheese is touching the outside of the dough, and we're dealing with what's the impact of the, you have meat on one side and cheese on the other side, what happens? According to the Taz, we're talking about the kli which you cooked, or you baked, meat inside of dough on it, so the meat has to go through the dough into the kli, and now you're putting gavina on it. So it's two totally different cases. So according to the Taz, so now the question is, how much tam went from the gavina, from the kli into the gavina? According to the Shach, the question is, how much tam went from the gavina into the panadish? Because according to the Shach, we're dealing with, you have a food item here, which Kavina is touching. And we want to know, okay, now the Kavina is touching it, what impact is it having on the food item? So the only answer is Kadei Klipa. So the Shach says, so there's no liquid over here. So it's chum which touches chum. It's bleas of tzli. So the shear is netila. But the gavina, on the other hand, is absorbing from the panadish. The tam of the basar goes in kadei netila. But the gavina, we have now a cloud. The nature of gavina, doesn't absorb more than derech klipa, kadei klipa. So that's the chiddush that the Shach understands in this din. So just let me just get involved on the side for a second. We sort of picture the idea of cheese is in our. If you don't think about it, if you think about it, it's pretty obvious. My cheese is fatty. Right, the whole thing is the fat, right? Well, if you take the milk fat and you bring it together, you get butter, you don't get cheese. How do you get cheese? So cheese is actually made from the proteins in the milk, not from the fat. Right? There's two types of cheeses. There's acid set cheese and there's casein set cheese. We're talking about casein set cheese, which is, it's made with the cava, there's an enzyme in the stomach of a calf which allows it to digest the milk, and they use that enzyme, which then the Pesach discusses, like, how do you use the enzyme from the animal to make cheese? That's an interesting question. And it causes the proteins in the milk to come together and create a structure which becomes cheese. If there's a lot of fat in the milk, so that fat will get trapped in the cheese. And if you're going to have low-fat cheese, because if you remove the fat beforehand, if you don't remove the fat, well, you would have regular. You can even want, if you want it very high, fat cheese, so you can, you know, remove, let the cheese, let the cream develop, etc., a little bit, then get rid of some of the milk. You can make very high fat cheese if you want, but the fat is not intrinsic at all in the cheese. Some persons say nowadays that derech which you make cheese, taka, this din is no longer true. It's a dover shomein, the cheese which we have nowadays, and the cheese that they had then was not a dover shomein. So that's, you know, hard to know, you're theorizing what it is, but it's clear that we're not looking at cheese as a dover shomein, and even some which is not a dover shomein. So Dabar Shomen allows it to be Nivel Makuloi. Dabar Kalkush is Nivel Kadek Natila. So cheese is like a step down from everything else. It's Bechal, but the Nakuda, the Shamnunis in the cheese is not intrinsic at all to the cheese. It's point number one. The next step is that what the Shach says, that the Gavina Atzma Sarach Natila. So the question is, why would it say it only needs a tila? We should argue that it should need. We're not bekiyim between shaman and kachish, so the meat in the panadish, we have to kachish as a dover shaman, and all the cheeses also not just kedei tila. If the meat is kachish, and the cheese is like kachish shabu kachish, so we say the cheese only affects the meat kedei klipa. The meat affects the cheese kedei tila. But that's only if the meat is kachish. If the meat is shomein, it's our sekulot, right? So the Dogam of Avataka says that he says the panash is shomein neser sekulot kula vidam acholinyan neser kula. The Ramah says later on that we're not pekiyim. The Ramah Kuf says we're not pekiyim between shomein and kachish. So we always have to assume the meat is considered a dover shomein, and therefore. It's going to Oyster Kuloi.
Even though there is dough between?
What?
Even though there is dough from the front.
So now the next question is, but there's dough in between. Right? So the Shach doesn't say that. The Shach doesn't. I mean, the Shach seems saying halacha lemaisa, that all you need is kei natila. Whereas the Dagon Rabbah is saying, what do you mean? Halacha lemaisa, you're going to need it's Oyster Kuloi. The cheese is going to become Oyster Kuloi. So the question is, so what's the status of, you have meat, and you have dough, and then you have cheese. What?
Rabbi Frank, in his first cover, was having a few problems with selling the community just built. He was talking to us about this a lot, but that's a great
statement. Right. So the next shot, Lama Gimel, really, you know, touches on this. So let's start that. Din zalomad bebeis yosem midin panadish. So the dover habulua ero nichlus yosem migvina. So please, he just set his mouthful right there. Okay. Transfer of tam from food to food. That's right. So by right, when there is bishul, there's no difference. Shomein, kachush, doesn't make a difference. And it's mavliya bakula. Once you're dealing with anything where you don't have bishul. So even if you have some liquid there, so there is, but even sili gets, there's, it's oily on the outside, it's greasy, there's liquid there, but that unless it's a situation of bishul where it's there's enough liquid to surround it, it could be even you also need hevel kadeira, which that's a machlokes. So, but you're dealing with Sli, so we differentiate between the Dabar Kach and the Dabar Shami. What the next step of that discussion is moving, you have item X gets a Baliyah in it. Okay, now the Baliyah in it has to go to something else. So what happens over there? So I have the Isser, or I have the meat. I have the next food that's nibble into it. And I want to know that that's how I'm going out from that food into the food beyond it. So there's a little coupe. So you have two items touch. Chichas Isser and Chichas touches Heter. Dafka Shesura Machmas Atzma Kigayin Nevela or Basa Becholuv. Vein Ba Isser Masha Bolim Mokam Acher Eno Seres Acheres Son of Gaspo Filin Nitzel Yachad. So I have item X Isser is a lien to item Y. Heter. Now I cook item Y, and that's so item Y is now also to eat. Has Bli is Isser and is also to eat. Now I cook that with item Z. And they touch. Nothing happens to Z. Z is totally mutter. Metamorim Kishabola Isser Shadim Hafeya. That's all I'm talking about. What's absorbed in our example, Y is a type of a bliya, which is not a mafay, it's not shomen, it's not a mafay, a thing which is al balam in a dorma mafafim betivon kagon shuman aseres chaver to be mesi be mergas subazu cham becham, or the case of etc. Okay, so if X was a dorma shomen and that got absorbed into Y, and now Y touches Z, so the Belia, which is in Y, will go out into Z. If X was a Dover Kochish, and it goes into Y, it doesn't go out into Z. Now, the Ramah said before in Sif Hey, Mir Vesenisht, what's called shaman and what's called kochush. We don't say that the gabi blua. The gabi blua, we say we know what's kochush and what's shaman. Okay? So, in the scenario which I gave you, that X touches Y, right? So, it's a chicken was wasn't shechted, so it's the raisa, veila, chicken wasn't shechted. The white meat of the chicken is kachush, it's not fatty. He makes, and that touches Y, and now Y touches Z. Z is, nothing happens to Z. What do you mean? If the Dabar Shaman goes to Y to Z, yeah, but not if it's something which we know is kachush. Now, what about if X, Y, and Z touch at the same time? So that's very nice. So here I'm saying Lagabi, why? I don't know what's considered the Dabar Shaman or Dabar Kochush. Therefore, I'm asking all of why. Lagabi Z, I say, what's haste? It's the garden, it's Kochush. Nothing happens to Z. Right?
What does it mean by the fact that they touch and touch why?
So in a scenario which I gave you, X, which was the Yisr, touched Y. So he said, listen, I don't know. I have to assume that it was a fair, but Kulai, even though Tzli to Tzli, really, you should only absorb Kedah Tila. It went Bakula. Why? Because maybe it's a shaman. Ah, but it looks kakash to me. Well, you don't know what you're talking about. So the whole thing is awesome. Now, why touch the Z? I said, listen, you want to ask the Z? Well, it's a double shaman. Nah, it's a kakash. Okay, I can live with that. I can, you know. That's very nice when you're looking at the two of them, not simultaneously. But what about a situation where all was happening simultaneously? So I have Basar inside my panadish. And the Basar is Kachachaka Basar. The animal was upset. Oh, it's Gedarta Behemoth. Looked at, you know, the Pasha. It looked like a Mamasha Kachach. We shechted it because, like, you know, might as well get something out of it before. We had to put meat tenderizer in it because it's Mamasha Kachach, right? It's the Chazay Kachach, right? And we made our ravioli, right? We made our kreplach. So it's. What? So it's butter kachish inside of dough, touching cheese. So I said, we got with the dough. Well, yeah. Maybe it's shomein. That's really okay. Avdima. Now my panadish touches cheese. I say, I'm sorry, cheese. Nothing happened to you because, like, that's called kachish. That's called shomein. that's shomein. But the mice, it's happening simultaneously. By definition, over here, it's happening simultaneously. So what can you say, Lagabi? The bli is going from the meat into the dough around it. We say it's considered shomein. The guy who's going from the dough into the next thing, we say it's a kokosh. What happens over there? One way to look at this. Second look at this is, do we look at the meat and the dough around it as a case of a bleed? Or this is the food. The food is the meat with the dough. And if you do that, do you say, well, the next step is we're not Bekiyim? In other words, how right do you take this argument that this is really Betzim, we're talking about meat, which is Kachish. That's the case of the Shach, right? Well, what's he talking about? The case is the meat is Kachish. So if it's direct Megiyah between the meat and the Gemina, I say, listen, Mikra, then it should be Kachish. It really should only go to the Gittin Tzila. But I don't know. I have no idea what it is. We have to mark whether it's a Zomer Shaman. It goes Bekulai and all of the cheeses are Hasir. So he said, well, the meat didn't really touch it, it's the dough which touched it. So we said, you know what, no, we'll down it as kilo, it's the same thing. But do you down it as kilo, the same thing on Kedekach, that you're going to answer more than Kedekatila when it didn't really touch? The time of the meat had to go through the dough into the cheese. So the Shach seems to assume that that in that situation, even if you know Tzomer Shamein, so then the Madalgam Rav is right. If you know the meat is a Tzomer Shamein, so that's it already. It goes through the dough, it goes into the cheese, it goes through all the cheese. Right? There's two arguments. So one argument is we look at it as we don't look at the filling and the dough around it as two different things. So this item is basar and it's putting tam, it's shomein, it's putting tam bekulai. Right? Or do you argue, even if you don't, that this other argument that it's going through there, through it, and we're saying it's a dover shomein, it's ursa bekulai, and now we're going to the next thing, so how far do you take it? So you know, well, it's a dover shomein, it goes bekulai. Right? As much as you tell me goes through all of those, so then it goes through the dough, it goes into the next thing also, the kula. Well, no, that's not true. We don't say in all cases. We do say in the case, but within the same case to say we're bucky, not bucky. That we don't do. So if it happens in two stages, so got to be the first stage. I said, listen, I have to machmir. Now I get to the next stage. You know what? That was very nice. I machmir before. If they take the chumrah and move it forward, I'm not machmir to move it forward. So when I say I'm not bucky, I don't know whether this is a shomein or this is a kachish, and therefore the first thing that it touches becomes oyster bekula as opposed to. And the tefillah, yeah, I got that. Now I'm going to say, let's move that forward to the next thing. No, this is a vaygate. But it's happening at one time. It's, you know, you're saying, like, you're seeing it go. Well, if it's stopping here, it should stop there. No. It's a funny thing, so we don't do that. What's the sad? How do you say it? I mean, the
baking, right? It's not. There's no liquid.
Again, you know, Tom, we've already decided that Tom is magical, right? So, right. So the tzad d'machmir is, it's one thing when I have item X, you know, let's say, right? Which I'm not tying it down daf into this, but you know, the way I usually see it in my mind, we understand I have a piece of this and it touches that. The local transfer happens from in a moment. You don't need the time for the transfer of time. So I only touch for a second. I'm not gematria because of that. But that's a whole different ball game. You know, that you take meat and you touch dough. It's a different ball game. The impact it has on the dough. Then you bake meat with dough together. The time of the buster is much more absorbed into the dough than, right? So that I should look at the dough as being like a separate item from the meat. It's not misdaber. Because the amount that absorbs into the dough is clearly different. In our minds, it's clearly different than what it means if the two things just touch. So that's the thing.
That it's being cooked together.
Or baked together. Right. Saying that seems a bit of a sore.
Usually baked two items that touch and are dry.
No, we're not baking it together. I'm making a, you know, a bereka, right? Your bereka, the you know, let's say a meat bereka, right? The tam basar is significant in all of the dough. It's not, you know, it tastes like dough with a little bit of meat inside. You wouldn't pay your, you know, 5 shekel for that. You know? You'd pay 1.5 shekel for that. Right? The point is the baking it together. So the flavor, the oil, the grease, the alugat desachim, which, you know, when people, all the cholesterol absorbs throughout all of the dough. It's, it all, like, that's the whole point. A cheese bereka. It absorbs throughout. That's, I think, the story behind it. Okay, let's hold it. It says Wednesday, right? So maybe we'll get to,